Hey everyone, I hope you're doing well today. Thank you so much for joining me once again on Solutions with Anna Donahue. That show one, you need to go back. I always say it, go back, because this will be show number two, part two of Hidden Riches of Secret Places. I really couldn't get into it like I did at this recent retreat. But it's rich. The scriptures that will come on show number one that'll be on your screen. You know what? Press your pause button. Really listen to them. Listen to the people in the Bible who thought they were in a dark place. And no denying there are dark times. But how they pressed into God and God turned the darkness into light. We were saying how Psalm 139, even the darkness is not dark to you. I love this. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is light with you. That thing, I don't look at darkness the same. Because what'll happen, say something hits me and it's seemingly dark. I'm like, okay, God, it's not dark to you. Show me. Show me what I gotta do. That's my go-to. Show me. The darkness starts to turn to light because of God. That's so powerful. So we're on Hidden Riches. Isaiah 45:3. I will give you. Now I made our audience pause at that. I said, think about what you're reading. I will give you. And then we pause. I will give you. Because I think sometimes we just race over, okay, I will give you. No, I'll do it. I'll give you treasures of darkness if it's a seemingly dark time. I'll give it. I'm going to give you a treasure in it. See, I feel a prophetic edge on this thing. Seemingly dark, can't find your way in the maze. Cry out. There's a treasure in it. And he wants you to have it. Boy, I just feel God on that whole thing. Hidden riches of secret places. And the reason, so you'll know God is on it for you. You'll know. I just also have another word stirring up. You stay with God on that thing. And I'm telling you, you will learn. This gets very exciting. How to make that dark place work for you. It's going to come back and serve you. If you stay with God, boy, that's it. Oh my goodness. Do you, audience, I hope you're getting this. This is a word. You stay with God. I know dark times get tough, even though they're light to God. He's going to show you how to make that thing serve you. It's a Romans 8:28 thing, isn't it? Jeez. Oh my goodness. Anyway, I will give you the treasures of darkness. I will. God says, in hidden riches, and they're stored in secret places so you can find them. Three treasures I wrote down, and then I'm just going to give you another plethora of scriptures for show two. What were three treasures that you can find in your dark time, a hard time, a time that you wish you didn't have to go through? Isn't that called life? But what about these? Number one, the treasure of the presence of God. You know, in 1992 to 1995, 3 years of the hardest time of my life, I found the presence of God. And I didn't know I needed it. It's embarrassing and crazy, but I was a newer Christian. I met the Holy Spirit during that time. Now, I had already even had a prayer language, but I learned that he was living inside of me, waiting, willing, wanting to guide me, comfort me, stand alongside me, be my advocate. God, through the Holy Spirit, was in me shouting, Anna, I'm here. I found that in my seemingly darkest time. I pressed every day. It's not about me. I'm just telling you what I did to get there. Every day for 3 years. Every day, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you the rest. Huge in my world, a treasure found in that dark time, presence of God. Number two, new revelation. New. God already knows it, but he's wanting to give it to you in that seemingly dark time, a revelation. I've got this about Moses. He got the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, And it was during a season of darkness. And he presses in and he finds that burning bush, right? And he gets the Ten Commandments, a revelation. What about Abram in Genesis 15, 12? A deep sleep falls on Abram if you read your Bible. It was a darkness. He could feel it. But yet, watch this. Abraham is about to have an incredible revelation of the future of his posterity, the length of time they were going to be in Egypt as slaves, and afterward they would come out rewarded and finally take possession of the promised land, all during a seemingly dark time. But Abraham got revelation. Three treasures hidden in darkness: the presence of God, a new revelation. I was reading where it says a jeweler will often put their wares in a black, dark background to show their goods in stark relief. That gem gets placed against the dark, and that gem has qualities on it otherwise not known. I'm telling you, this is prophetic. You are a gem. You've been placed perhaps in a dark time, even though it's not dark to God. He's about to shine his light in it. But it's to show you some qualities you didn't even know you had. They're in stark contrast to the dark, and they're popping out at you, for you. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. In that setting, nothing distracts the eye from the jewels. In the same way, a season of darkness, God often speaks and gives revelation, so that the word can be more clearly heard and appreciated. It's when you have an aha, like light bulb, like, oh, I got it. It's dark, so I pressed, and God showed me a new revelation. Meant to be found. The treasure of his presence, the treasure of a new revelation. And number three, the treasure of deliverance or victory. Look at this in Exodus 14, 21. Moses stretches out his hand. You remember all that from the movie, but it's in your Bible. Over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. All that night, the waters are divided. Then say in broad daylight, all the night, God's doing a deliverance. Again, oh my goodness, grab it. All through the dark time you're seemingly having, you don't see it. God's doing it. Oh my goodness, God's doing this. You just haven't seen it yet. He's parting your waters. Please grab this. Deliverances. What treasure are you discovering as you're pressing? Boy, that's making me want to just pause, but I can't because of the time. God has a storehouse of reserves there at those moments waiting just for you. Press in, press in. The treasures of the kingdom are hidden, but they're hidden only to be found. Where are they hidden? In Christ. Look at this scripture. Colossians 2:3. Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. God, I don't know what to do. I need wisdom. I need knowledge. Christ, press. He'll show you because it's not even dark to him. The treasures of wisdom and knowledge which are hidden in Jesus are disclosed to you by the Spirit. You're not going to get it with your five senses. You're not going to get it with your eyeballs. You're going to get it inside of your heart and your spirit. Proverbs 2:3-5. Indeed, if you call out for insight and you cry aloud for understanding, look for it as silver, understanding and wisdom and insight. Look for it like you would silver. Search for it as for a hidden treasure. Then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and you'll find the knowledge of God. See what God's causing us to do? Search, press, go for it. It's not going to happen just lying on a sofa. It just won't. But you'll be so much better off. Mark 4:22, coming to a close. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed. Whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. And as I've been saying, as you're searching, you're learning his voice, you're getting his presence, you're becoming confident of your relationship with him. You're learning You're learning him. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but to search it out is for the glory of kings. You're learning, wow, if I press, I'll find him. You're learning his heart as you press. This is neat. We have access to the mysteries of God that were hidden from Moses and Elijah and Noah and Joseph and David and all the mighty men of the old covenant. I tell you, many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. Luke 10:24. You can know the things of which angels are wanting to look into. 1 Peter 1:12b. They're hidden only to be disclosed. They're going to require that you go and press in to find him. Proverbs 3:32, he takes the upright into his confidence. I've got tons more, but I'll stop. Whew, hidden riches, they're stored. Hidden riches stored in secret places. Treasure. In darkness, what seems to be dark. Waiting for you to say, open my eyes, Lord, that I may see. When the Spirit of truth comes, he'll guide you into all truth. John 16:12-13. It's all there. It's all waiting for you. I will close with this. In that scripture, right before Isaiah 45:3 is Isaiah 45:2. I will go before you. And I'll make the rough places smooth. I'll shatter the doors of bronze, and I'll cut through iron bars just for you. Oh, amen. Boy, I feel the presence of God on this. It's hard for me to just have a good day. Oh my goodness. I pray you're receiving. This was a prophetic show. Prophetic, going before you, giving you words, encouraging you. That's the Spirit of God. Hope you receive it. Father, for the viewer, for the listening audience through podcast, God, mercy, so many words came forth. May they grab them. May they say, that is my treasure hidden in this dark place. And Father, may they see that the darkness is not even dark to you. It's as bright as the day to you. And you're going to show that person how bright you are. And they'll know that you are Lord. You are God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Ay, ay, ay. Hey, thank you for joining me. Man. So if you haven't subscribed to the show, please subscribe. We want you to be a part. And you can write to me. ADministries@cox.net. And if you'd like to give, we certainly could use it. You just go to anadoniaministries.com, click the donate button, and we will get it. Thank you for it, too. Thank you. But man, I'm just sitting here. I'm in the cloud of God right now. And I know if you're not used to that kind of lingo, you're thinking, what are you talking about? I just feel God just came and enveloped this set, and I'm thrilled. Hey, so I want you to go out, listen to these shows over and over. Get the word in you. There's a lot of word that came out on these shows. Get it in you. And thank you for joining us. We will see you next time on Solutions with Anna Donahue. Amen.